Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Playing with biobricks after school has paid off big time for a group of high school students from Lethbridge. They recently won the iGEM Green Brick Grand Prize at MIT in Boston. iGEM is the International Genetically Engineered Machine Competition. The students also won top prize for their iGEM Wiki, or the website documenting their project. And according to their advisor, Dr. Hans-Joachim Wieden from the University of Lethbridge, the high school students worked on a hormone called oxytocin.
The students were interested in the function of oxytocin in humans. And we all know oxytocin as something that is given to a mother after childbirth. And it also has implications in social behavior. So people think that, you know, having not enough or too much of oxytocin has an influence on developing autism or social disorders. And the studies are limited by the fact that oxytocin itself has a very short half-life time. So they wanted to find a way how they could improve that half-life time or design a way which would make it easier to produce oxytocin on demand.
Dr. Wieden says the oxytocin biobrick developed by the iGEM team goes into open source for others to use. Listen to the full interview with Professor Wieden and his iGEM high school students at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.